This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. We will be here at Chickies in South Philly on Fridays now until football season starts again. So if you get a chance during the spring or during the summer, please feel free to come by, say hello. Maybe you could spend the first hour and a half of the show doing the Eagles chant in the background while we're trying to do the show. You could do that if you wanted.
That worked out well.
Oh, it was great. It was cute in the beginning, and I would not look at them anymore. Yeah. I wouldn't acknowledge them anymore. I was like, all right.
Hopefully they go away.
Hopefully
they stop.
Yeah.
They not go away, just stop.
Yeah. They're drinking a lot, so yes. I think they hit a wall. Well, no Jack today, but we still have the top 5 of 5, and Buzz will do it for us.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Dan Wilson.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Start of spring training tomorrow. Get excited. Start of spring training for the Phillies anyway. 105 first pitch. You can hear it right here on WIP as they take on the Tigers. And I think one of the best traditions of spring training is all of the cliches you will hear. Spike, as you mentioned before the break, I think baseball is the best cliche sport, and I think spring training is like the cliche Super Bowl of what you're going to hear during these broadcasts. So I'm going to rank my favorite cliches that you will hear during spring training. And we're going to start with number 5. It's an oldie but goodie, an absolute classic. The guy who showed up in the best shape of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, like, you know, this guy, Johan Rojas, was pumping iron in the offseason. You know, Taiwan Walker, he looks great. This guy's ready to go. He's ready for spring.
It's like when a band that's been around for a while says they went back and they went back to their roots, and this is more like the old stuff. That's what the player who's actually really in shape. I think the reason that baseball has more cliches is because they have so many games and they have to talk to the press so much.
Yep.
They just run out of things to say. So who do we predict?
Then you start hearing, well, it's baseball.
Yeah, that's baseball. Yeah, well, you know I don't like that one. So let me ask you this, Ike.
Yeah.
Who is the Philly most likely to have come to camp in the best shape of his life this year?
Alec Bohm.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I saw Topper maybe said that he was like a completely different guy this year. His mentality was different. Oh, really?
I'm back riding the Bomber.
Yeah, maybe because you tried to trade him all offseason. Maybe what you see is irritated. That's it.
It's usually the player that, like you said, there were some questions about him during the offseason. You may have tried to trade him secretly behind the scenes, and you didn't get it done. So now you have to build him back up.
Do we maybe see a Taiwan is in?
That's definitely one of them, yes.
Taiwan, best shape of his life.
Problem is nobody's going to care or believe it.
No. No. I remember the first time I saw that guy pitch last year, I was like, well, he sucks. And then he just wins for a little while. We got a little mileage out of that, right?
2 months. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Reports are Taiwan looked great in the sim game today. So.
See?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did. Because it was a sim game.
Yeah. Pitching against his own guys. They're letting him get a strikeout or two. Number 4, and this applies to maybe guys like Taiwan Walker as well. Anytime a pitcher goes out there, there's no such thing as a bad outing. Either the guy looked great, or you shouldn't worry about him because he's working on some new stuff.
Yes.
Well, that's my favorite in spring training. It's like, how are we supposed to judge or evaluate what the hell's going on?
Ken, they're working on stuff, man.
He's working on a new grip.
Yeah, new pitch. He just learned a new way to hold his changeup. He's working on his arm slot. That's one I hear from Jack a lot, the arm slot for the pitcher.
When a guy's hitting the ball well, it's funny because then some people will be like, you can't really put a whole lot into that because it's spring training.
Right.
Pitchers are working on stuff.
The only player.
But when they look great, that's fine. You get hype about that.
I remember the only guy I ever remember who had an amazing spring training that shocked everyone and it ended up going into the regular season was Albert Bell. For some reason,
Albert
I remember
Bell?
This. Yeah. Remember, he was Joey Bell initially. He changed it to Albert.
Dude, I've never heard that before.
He was if you're listening right now, if you Google it.
Joey Bell?
He was Joey Bell, and then he was Albert. People would call him, don't call me Joey Bell, and then he was just Albert Bell.
I don't remember that.
But I seem to remember, I'm going to look it up, him having some outrageous spring training, and then he might have hit 50 home runs one year.
Oh, yeah.
Albert Bell.
Oh,
I think he did. You know.
Albert Bell was a damn menace.
Yes.
for the Indians.
Didn't he get caught corking his bat, I think, too. I think he was putting super balls in his bat at one point when corking your bat was a thing.
I just remember he was like the baddest bleep in
baseball.
Oh,
he was.
Yeah, that's all I remember, yeah.
It was because he grew up being called Joey his whole life.
Hit 50 home runs in 95.
There you go. Yep.
Back when it was hard to do before everybody started doing it.
Yes. Well, maybe he was.
Yeah, maybe he was, too.
Taking those vitamins, too. Yeah.
He was angry a lot.
He was.
All right, number three. This goes for like a veteran pitcher when the manager doesn't really have a lot of nice things to say about him. Hey, what do you think about Taijuan Walker this year? He's ready to eat some innings for us this season.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to take down some innings. If that's the best thing you have to say about a pitcher, then the guy sucks. Like, there's absolutely nothing else good to say if he's ready to take down five innings every time he goes out there.
Hey, man, eating those innings are important.
A lot of innings to eat this year, Ike.
Once again, Taijuan Walker. That's another one.
Kind of fits all of these.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that these are all about.
Yeah. Eight innings means you're a bad starter that'll go 4 2/3 or five, but also give up five runs.
Right.
Or you're the guy that'll come in long relief when you're down by eight.
Right. Mop-up guy.
Yeah, mop-up guy. Eat an inning.
You actually have to prevent runs to eat the innings. You can't allow eight runs to be like, well, I ate those.
Right. Right, you have to get through the inning to actually eat it.
All right,
I'm just saying.
At number two, I will set the over/under at about an inning and a half before Fransky or someone work. I believe it's Kevin Stocker in the game tomorrow. It's a road game. We'll get LA on Sunday. An inning and a half before someone says tomorrow, well, spring training for everyone. You know, whether it's an umpire or a manager, especially with this new ball strike thing, someone's going to screw something up. It's going to look a little out of whack. Spring training for everyone. It's the go-to.
Yeah, I think
that's definitely a go-to.
Fransky and LA are great. I think spring training Fransky and LA just barely
another level.
Anything. Yeah. It's just kind of talking.
Yeah. Spring training for them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Spring training for everyone, Ike. Yep. I love how L.A. keeps up the bit. He doesn't do road games during the season. And it's like road trips on flights and stuff like that. In Florida, all the stadiums are like 10 minutes away. He doesn't do the road games there either.
Huh?
I think
committed
he lives in
bit.
Dunedin. He is committed to the bit.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I respect it.
L.A.'s like, man, I'm not here to work full time.
Dude, my goal in life is to just sort of live like L.A. 100%. Yep.
Yep.
All right. And at number one, if you absolutely have even less nice things to say than the pitcher who is ready to eat some innings, it's the guy who comes in and he's already making an impact in the clubhouse. If that guy is only his only attribute, his only positive thing is that he's good in the clubhouse and guys like him, kind of like stubby, like that guy stinks also.
Yeah, now he can be the backup catcher, but he can't be your left fielder. You know, the guy who's only good in the clubhouse.
If Max Kepler's good in the clubhouse, that's not good. That guy's got to play every day.
Yeah. Do we think Max Kepler is going to be is he going to be more Whit Merrifield? Or actually, we had two bad. We had Whit Merrifield, and then who's that friggin' left fielder we traded for?
Austin Hayes.
Oh, yeah, Austin Hayes.
It was not a good Dave Dombrowski year last year.
It's been quiet.
Yeah. He is. I get a lot of heat from Maury. Dombrowski's reign here has been not picked apart quite enough. He even signed Bryce Harper.
Nope, he didn't. That was Clint Tech.
He did sign Taiwan Walker.
He did.
He did give Trey Turner that contract. Trey Turner won't even go to left field.
He did.
Casty?
That was him.
What deadline deal has he ever made that impressed anybody?
None. He brought Marsh over.
Yeah, Marsh's a good player.
Yeah, he brought Marsh over.
We've spent the entire time trying to find somebody better than Marsh since he's been here. Now, I think Marsh is a good player.
Yeah.
Dombrowski.
Extended Nola. He was already here.
Yeah, extended Wheeler. He didn't sign Wheeler. Wheeler was already here.
Yep.
Is the real engineer of this Phillies, is it Klentak? He's the guy that signed Wheeler. He's the guy that signed Bryce. I guess you give Middleton credit for Bryce. I don't think it was Klentak signing Bryce. But I mean, really, what has... I guess you give him credit for Rob Thompson? It was Dombrowski that fired Joe Girardi,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
That was in 22,
I'm just saying, like, as a guy who comes here as Hall of Fame general manager, hasn't really been that impressive, I don't think. And he's the guy that's supposed to go for it all the time. We haven't gone
for it. He's not been that guy here yet.
No, certainly not at the deadline. All right, good job, Buzz.
Klentak had the ingredients, but he didn't know how to put them together, I would say.
Well, yeah,
he's like the chef who he bought all the stuff from the grocery store, but it tastes like crap when he put it together.
He was too nervous all the time. He was not ready. I wonder, is he still in the organization, Matt Klentak?
No, he's with the Brewers. He's an assistant guy there.
I saw Matt Klentak last year.
Oh, really? See him at a game or something?
Oh, I saw him at the NovaCare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. He's cool with Howie.
Ah, he seems like a Howie kind of guy.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Weren't at NovaCare.
Yeah, it wasn't this past season. It was the season before.
So maybe he ruined that season. Give that to Klentak.
Klentak gave Howie's advice on how to put together the team.
By the way, the biography of Albert Bell is called Don't Call Me Joey.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That?
There it is.
Yeah, I did not know about the Joey Bell thing, dude.
See, I've
never heard that.
Is that
before.
How, like, Giancarlo Stanton used to be Mike?
Now, I remember that.
Yes, yes.
That I do remember.
For a minute, I thought there were two awesome Stantons when that happened. I didn't know.
Two different guys.
Yeah, I thought there were two different guys. Yeah,
I do remember that.
One thing that always surprises Jack is that I was a baseball guy when I grew up. So I think when I got here, he was on his heels a little bit because he didn't think I would be able to talk about baseball.
Oh, yeah. That's a slow sport.
Love baseball.
You got that down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hear you. Gee, that is incredibly insulting.
Sort of accurate.
Though. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's not inaccurate.
Well, listen, your retention on the information, man, that's probably more impressive.
Well, that's a baseball thing.
Yeah,
because you got to remember stuff.
Yeah,
with
you
baseball.
Remember so much stuff. Like I got moments that flash in my head.
I'm getting worse at that. The remembering stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm forgetting. Hey, what when I'm speaking, and this actually happened more when I first started on the show when I couldn't think of a word.
Oh yeah, that, yeah. That,
the first
that
maybe 4 or 5 months on the show. That's what I started, I won't even say what I started doing, but I started focusing in a little bit better because I couldn't even think of words.
Yeah.
Right. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Everyone's favorite, OG Wade. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG. What up, brother?
A couple of things we want to take care of. First of all, this PFF thing, just like the MVP voting, once I found out that Emmanuel Acho and Dan Alafi gets a vote, that got diluted for me. Now the PFA, which is Chris Collinsworth, he's the owner. And then it's like, you know, now here's the damn contradiction. You got Joe Burrow ahead of Jalen Hurts, right? Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs, and his team had a losing record, and he put up good numbers.
They didn't have a losing record. They were 9-8.
Okay.
I'm just, facts are important.
Let me land my brain.
No.
Put your cape on. I know you like to put it on, but they didn't make the playoffs.
But he still, he was awesome this year, though.
Okay.
The PFF is, anybody could look at wins. PFF is looking at how the guy played.
Slow your roll, my guy. Okay? Because, first of all, Saquon Barkley had better numbers than Derrick Henry.
Yes.
And his team went further than everything. He won the Super Bowl. So, Saquon Barkley, by all, if you want to put Joe Burrow, because you're only putting him there because of his numbers. So
no,
if you
because
want to put
he's...
him there because of his numbers, wouldn't Saquon Barkley be ahead of Derrick Henry?
You're talking about two different things. PFF,
no,
the way they grade it, I'm not defending them. I'm just telling you. PFF, the way they grade it, is they watch the film of the guy and they grade every play, and then at the end of the year, they say how they grade it out. You can say whatever you want about Joe Burrow. Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. He was Super Bowl MVP. He deserves all that credit for that. Joe Burrow is an awesome quarterback and played awesome this year. It's not his fault, just like it wasn't Jalen's fault, that they had the 30th ranked defense in 2023. It's not Joe Burrow's fault that he had the worst defense in the league in 2024. He's awesome.
Joe
he has
Burrow,
two great receivers. He's
on.
Awesome.
No, they did not. They did not have the worst defense in the league.
It was like 29th.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Why don't you go back and watch some tape? All right?
It's not about...
you start rapping off at the mouth because, no, they weren't 29th. No, they weren't. They lost because of Joe Burrow also played a part in that loss. Now, yes, their defense did give up points, but Joe Burrow made mistakes in those games also. So let's not act like they did all this here with Joe Burrow playing so special. Special is him coming back from being down. So he has to throw the ball. Now, moving off on that, with the Eagles in terms of changing things, y'all don't change this show because it's already a number one show. There's nothing new we're doing here right now. You know why? Because it's fine the way it is. Now, when you go into the season, AJ's talking this crap about people going to be looking at us. Dude, people know you're going to think that too. So basically that would nullify anything. No, what you do is you come back and you want to make better what you already are doing well. You don't change drastically what you're doing that got you the damn championship.
Well, the question, though, OG, is that the thing they did this year was give their running back the ball 500 times, and history shows that you can't do that 2 years in a row. So the question would be, are you stupid to ignore all of that evidence and try to do it again as opposed to doing something that might work better next year?
Here it is for me. I'll be stupid to do what the thing that got me the championship and then be smart and do the thing, change something that won you a championship. So, yeah, I'll be the stupid guy for that one there. As far as Saquon Barkley getting those carries, when your team is winning their possessions, winning on those drives, you'll be stupid to change that and try to do something that you don't need to do to win the damn game. Just my thought. I know I'm not the smartest or the brightest damn bulb in the lamp, but just my thought.
Hey, Ike, real quick, just so I'm not alone on this, do you think Joe Burrow is the reason that the Bengals didn't win more games this year?
No.
Okay. All right.
Love Joe Burrow.
Is that part of it, Ike?
He would be the last person on the list as to why they lost.
I think, and OG, this is not an insult about Jalen or anything. I think if you asked 32 GMs in the league, they could start a team with one quarterback. I think probably Joe Burrow would be...
Could be one.
Yeah, like 15 or 20. Just stop for a second. Let me land my plane. I think 15 or 20 teams would probably take Joe Burrow as the first quarterback they would take.
Okay, I'm glad you did
15
that.
15 or 20.
Maybe 25.
20 or 25 teams.
Yeah, I think Allen's probably one as well at one of them. But Burrow is probably.
Patrick, Lamar, yeah.
But if you're starting a team, okay. I think that more teams would take Joe Burrow than any other quarterback in the NFL. And he's been to a Super Bowl, and he's been to a championship team. He plays for a bad organization that doesn't invest in its players. It doesn't invest in its facilities. It is a legendarily bad organization. In fact, the most meaningful, era of Bengals football over the last 30 years is after Joe Burrow got there. That team had not won a playoff game in 20 years until Joe Burrow took them to the Super Bowl. So, let's not...
than 20 years. It was since 1991.
So 30 years. So you can make your point about Jalen without sounding ridiculous about Joe Burrow. That's crazy.
Well, let me respond to that one, because I'm glad you said that about all the 15, 20 GMs and everything, because as of right now, all of them stood wrong. Howie is the king, because you know why? Howie invested into Jalen Hurts.
Can I tell you this?
Two years prior to them drafting him, they drafted him as a plan. So everything that the Eagles planned to do with Jalen Hurts, guess what? They won at it.
Yes, they won and it worked. But I can tell you this.
Joe Burrow, guess what? They lost at it.
I can tell you this.
Smoke that one.
I can tell you this. You don't make any sense. If we put Howie Roseman on a lie detector test and we asked him, if you could trade Jalen Hurts for Joe Burrow, would you do it? He would say yes. And that is no disrespect to Jalen Hurts. We're talking about the guy who everybody believes is the best quarterback. And they won the Super Bowl. They did it. And he played great. But I believe that if you asked Howie Roseman, you could trade Jalen straight up for Joe Burrow, I actually think he would do that in less than 3 seconds.
Okay, but then he would be wrong at it. That's all I'm saying. He would be wrong. Because right now, him picking Jalen Hurts, where he picked him at and invested in Jalen Hurts, is why he stands where he's at, which is the best GM in the league.
Why he stands where he's at. Why he stands where he's at. Why he stands... I'm just putting him on hold for a second. Why he stands where he's at is because he's always trying to get better at every position. And the reason he drafted Jalen Hurts is because he thought he had an opportunity to get better at the quarterback position, even though they had a franchise quarterback. So if he would be doing a disservice, and this will never happen, so it doesn't matter, but the reason that Howie is great isn't because he looked at his past and said, oh, everything's great. It's because at every opportunity, and let's not forget, he tried to trade for Deshaun Watson. He would have traded for Russell Wilson. He is at every opportunity trying to get better. He is not complacent. He hasn't been. That's why he's the best in the league. Not because he got Jalen Hurts, because he had the foresight to draft Jalen Hurts.
I like when people like you and the media say that Howie tried to trade away Jalen Hurts or bring in Deshaun Watson. Actually, no evidence to that at all. All it is just talking to him saying, hey, you know Howie Roseman tried to, he was interested in this player. You just said it yourself that Howie Roseman would be doing a disservice to the organization if he didn't explore options that could make the team better.
Of course. So I see nothing wrong with. In fact, I would bet that his personal issues aside, at the time, everybody would have been thrilled with trading for Deshaun Watson. Mm.
So my point is this here, is I'm not trying to disrespect Joe Burrow. I'm saying to you is that as it ended up being, Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback in this situation.
So let me ask you this, last thing, because the team that wins the Super Bowl has the best quarterback. So last year, when Jalen Hurts, because he gets credit for the win, so he gets blamed for the losses. So when the team went 11-6 and they lost in the first round to Tampa, because he didn't win and he lost in the first round, would he then be toward the bottom of quarterbacks last year?
If that's where you want to put him at, but not to me.
No, I'm asking you, because you said the team that wins the most, the quarterback, right?
I never said that.
All right. Thank you for the call, OG. I don't need him running around. Just you don't have to be crazy about it. Everybody thinking Joe Burrow played awesome. I don't think there's anything
wrong. Joe
Burrow's
an awesome quarterback.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Yes. He's the awesome quarterback. All right.
The difference is Jalen Hurts plays for a great organization.
Yes.
That has the ability to, like you said, you got a GM, knows how to keep talent. Mm-hmm. They have an organization that makes their players feel like they are playing for a first-class organization.
An ownership that will pay for
ownership that will pay for that. And that's what I mean. Joe Burrow, and believe me, I grew up with this organization. The Bengals are tough to play for. Even when they wind up drafting good players, they struggle to keep those players.
Well, think about this one example, right? So we have one of the best wide receiver duos in the league, mm-hmm. right? Last year, they gave them big contract extensions.
Yep.
Right now, the Cincinnati Bengals probably have the best quarterback, the best wide receiver duo in the league, or at least
debatable. Certainly can make the argument, yep.
Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Yep.
Both of them are unhappy with their contract situation.
Right. And the quarterback is unhappy because of it.
And T. Higgins, they're going to franchise, which this organization never does. They just did it to him.
Yep.
And Ja'Marr Chase almost didn't play at the beginning of last year because he wanted that. All you need to do is look at those two examples and be happy that we have an organization that doesn't treat players that way.
Yeah. Completely agree.
So coming up next, and this is very interesting, A.J. Brown named a person who is the real key to keeping the locker room together. Mm. The person. And I'll tell you, it's not Nick Sirianni. We will tell you who that is next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar, your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.